All right, let's get down to Tommy Morris. He's in the rooms with Darcy Moore.
A very happy Darcy Moore, who's just played in his first final and won his first final he's played in. You made a beeline for Tom Langdon when you came into the rooms. What's the reason for that?
Look, he is one of my best mates, probably one of my best mates at the club. And, last year when, I just had the year from hell, and he was someone who was there for me. We lived together, and he was someone who was so supportive, and he obviously featured so heavily in our success last year. And then in a sort of sick twist of fate, our sort of tables are turned and he's not playing a part this year. And it's just a pretty important friendship in this crazy rollercoaster of AFL.
And that's what footy clubs are about. You've probably dreamt, you've thought so long about playing in a winning final, first of all. Let's not even talk about a grand final, winning final. Does the feeling equate to what you thought it would be?
Not really. I'm still in it at the moment. I'm just in disbelief. I can't really process it. But, I've spent my whole life wanting to play in big games for this club. And in my first 4 years, wasn't able to play in a final. So to do it tonight, it was pretty special. And then the way we played, it was unbelievable, yeah.
Hey, Darcy, Tony Shaw up here. Fantastic game. Well done. I want to ask you, how was the personal battle yourself, with the hamstrings tightness from the first game, the last game or whatever, to get through with the break? I said before the game, I thought you had to go out, and if you tore it off the bone, you had to do it for your group, just to let you have confidence in what might have happened in the future. And, of course, you've got through it beautifully. Did you have those personal battles a little bit?
Not really, to be honest. I feel like we didn't blow it out of proportion. Like I said straight after the game, it was just really, really minor tightness and awareness. And
yep.
When you get those early signals, you've just got to respect it. And I've been through, obviously, so many injuries that I know my body and I know when I'm not quite right. So, to sit out the last 10 minutes of the last game of the home and away season was probably the smartest decision, and
yep.
gave me 2 weeks to prepare for this game, and I just felt great going into this game. So maybe 1 week on, 1 week off's the plan for next year. I don't know.
Yeah, look, you've kept you along the 7 goals. They can score heavily, especially down at home, but keeping the 7 goals yourself, Jeremy Howe, but all your defence, your Maynard on Ablett, you've taken 20-odd marks together. Your player that you were playing on, was it you had to leave him at certain times to help each other, or was it just that the way Geelong set up the ground, maybe taking a further forward up the ground?
Yeah, I think having Jordan Ruffhead, myself and Jeremy Howe in there really makes a difference, all three of us. We've
yep.
Sort of haven't played together since the first half of the season, so to get us back together, it really felt like it really clicked. And as you say, we managed to turn the ball over a lot between us, and with the sort of pressure that the midfielders are putting on, guys like Rupert Wills have come in, and he's just, mixed it with some of the league's best midfielders in Joel Selwood and Paddy Dangerfield, and really makes his presence felt, and that makes it a whole lot easier when you're 50 metres down the line and he's chasing blokes down and pressuring the kick. It makes it a lot easier to read the ball, and for me and Howie and Jordan to just play our natural game. So you don't defend in isolation. The best teams work together, and we definitely did that tonight.
Did you get nervous? Looked a big sort of 10 or 11 points in the end, the result, but did you get nervous late in the game when they came charge? It was 16-4 inside 50s in the end.
Yeah, it felt like obviously they dominated the territory in the last part of the game, but we really felt like we were in control and we had control of the game. And as long as our midfielders are sticking those tackles and putting the sort of pressure on that they did, we really felt like we had the game on lockdown. So, yes, it got close, but as you said, we kept them to 50-odd points, and that's our, that's our biggest marker of our performance, and we're stoked with that.
I'm not sure how often you come off in a quarter, but did you notice the difference losing two players in the limited rotations?
I've sort of gone from in round 23, I had a few extra rotations, obviously coming back from injury, so my game time was lower, and then I sort of after half time I had to play a little higher minutes, so it doesn't really worry me, to be honest. I'm in a game like that, you're just so absorbed in it. It's such a intense game and there's so much on the line that you're not really thinking about going on the bench. So I think the boys, and that was sort of our plan, we wanted to sort of put the brakes on the game and make it a real make it a real scrappy affair to make up for the fact that we were two players short.
How are those two boys, Jordan Degowie and Levi? Have you had a chance to have a chat to them?
No, I've got no idea. So, we'll have to just see where the dust settles.
Well, Darcy, well done, mate. Enjoy it. You've got some time off now. You're into a prelim, mate, and you said you're still getting over it. But it's a fantastic feeling, mate. You played well today, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.